Colonel Jeffrey Williams knows what it's like to keep the peace. He spent 6 months cooped up in the International Space Station as part of the Russian Soyuz Expedition 13, rooming with a cosmonaut and astronauts from Germany and Brazil. Now the native of Sawyer County in northern Wisconsin is once again training for what probably will be his last trip in space, this time as mission commander of Soyuz, set to blast off a year from now. That training takes him to Russia for 2 week stints, including last month.
I just got back from Russia. I was over there during the war. I think I traveled the day after they invaded Georgia. There wasn't a lot of conversation among my Russian friends about it. The day-to-day operation we were doing in terms of training was virtually unaffected.
Communication is already tough as astronauts and cosmonauts learn each other's language and deal with situations that could become life or death in space. Williams says he knows Washington and Moscow are trading barbs, but so far it hasn't caused the U.S. to back out of the Soyuz program.
I didn't experience disagreement or argument over it, but I certainly experienced some discussion and concern, both concern with what was going on as well as the implications for the future.
The space shuttle program is due to be terminated in 2010, but it could get a 5-year renewal in part to finish the International Space Station with or without Russian help. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.